10 seconds. All right. You know what it is. You know who it is. We're back with episode 40 of the Thrive AmTab.
We're getting old.
We are. Today's episode is about why you should finish last. It's going to be a 16-minute AmTab. We're going to talk as fast as we can. And we're going to talk about why finishing last is important, what it teaches you, and go from there. You want to start off?
Sure. So I'm super excited about this topic. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Why you should finish last and why that should be something that you aspire to do or something that you should seek out, as opposed to the opposite, which is always finishing first. So starting this off, I wanted to talk about three different reasons, and we'll go back and forth here between Brandon and I about why you should aspire to finish last or be in the bottom of the pack. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is when we're finishing later, we're threshold training. We're either looking at acquiring new skills or handling weights that we haven't handled before, just stepping outside our comfort zone. So that is a really good reason for why we should aspire to finish last or later in the pack. So that's the first thing that I came up with here is threshold training, stepping outside our comfort zone. That's an example of why we should step outside and maybe finish a little bit later in the pack.
Yeah, I mean, finishing last is either gonna, there's a couple ways you can look at it. You can kind of let it bother you and you can be like, yo, I'm not good enough, blah, blah, blah. Or you can just kind of just let it drive you and create adaptation. So if you're finishing last, then obviously there's some things you need to work on. And obviously there's some things that can get better. I would always look at it as there's a lot of room for improvement, because if you're finishing last, that means there's some, most likely some pretty good athletes around you, or it's just there's something in a workout that's like difficult for you. Or I know sometimes, like, if I go against Derek in a workout, that like if there's anything gymnastic related, like toes to bar, I'm gonna finish last. So I just try to, instead of trying to compete and like beat him, I just kind of like hold my own and try to make sure that I'm getting what I need out of it. And also, like, when you finish last, it forces you to think of ways to get better. So if you're finishing last, it kind of puts you in a position where you're like, shit, like I gotta figure out a way to, maybe there's something you have against somebody, or like in a competitive setting, maybe there's an advantage you do have against somebody. But it also forces you to be like, all right, how am I gonna break this up? How am I going to attack this? How am I going to finish this? And puts you in a thought process that a lot of times when you're just kind of like good at everything, you don't really think about. You just kind of think about it after. You just do it and think about it as you go. Whereas when you have to think about it first, it kind of makes things a little bit different. It puts you in a different mindset, and it kind of gets you ready for things a little bit better.
It could be interesting. Yeah. And I think that, like what you said, is, you know, it motivates us towards the goal of finishing first. And I think that's a really great point, trying to find unique ways of trying to generate that. The third reason I have is disrupting complacency. Yeah. So if you think about always coming in first, like if I always win when Brandon and I are going head to head in a toast to bar workout, then, you know, I'm going to be like, well, I don't really want to do this anymore. You know, or like, what's next? What's, you know, where can I challenge myself in this new place? And like, it, by being in a position where we aren't finishing first, it will disrupt that complacency. So like, if Brandon is, and he's been working on his toes to bar a ton, actually it's making me nervous. I'm like, oh, I don't know. He made that comment. Now it's big shoes to fill. But, you know, if our next workout, he beats me in a toes to bar, I'm like, yo, all right. Like, now, like, my complacency has been disrupted. I thought that I had the crown, and now Skinny Boy is the toes to bar king.
It won't happen, but.
So that, I think that those are three really important reasons why we should consider what finishing later or finishing behind someone else might indicate. That maybe we're threshold training, we're working on something new, heavier weights, different skill. That maybe we needed our complacency disrupted and we need to be refocused or thinking about a different way of how we might be able to push ourselves, and knowing that there's a myriad of ways to do this. It's not just like, oh, I need to get stronger. Oh, I just need to get faster. there's a number of different ways you can think about mobility. You can think about taking care of your body. You can think about fueling your body differently, or what how you fueled your body has influenced that. Whereas if I knew that I had a weekend that I wasn't really eating well or hydrating well, and then there's a toes-to-bar workout on Monday and Brandon beats me, I have to consider that. And then the third is helping, by finishing later on, it helps us to motivate towards the goal of finishing first.
This kind of relates a lot to, I've been thinking a lot about basketball lately, just put it that way. And there's usually a saying that, like, especially regarding someone like myself, if I'm the best player on a court, then I gotta go find a new court, because
yeah, dude,
that's not getting me anywhere. So in terms of like fitness or anything in life, like if you're the best person at what you're doing in a certain setting, then you should do something to find yourself with it, either within competition of somebody or with someone who's gonna push you and make you a little bit better. Because like I said, when you're forced to do things or forced to be pushed to complete a task faster, more efficiently, or with heavier weights, or in terms of, like I said, basketball, beating somebody and scoring on somebody or stopping someone from scoring, then like you're gonna have to find these different ways that you've never really thought about before. And especially in a workout where like there's some heavy weights and maybe it's close to like a one rep max or like somewhere in that very high percentage range, and you're like, how the hell am I gonna do this? You know, like you have to kinda, if you're not pushing yourself in that way, then as Derek said, you're gonna get complacent, or you're just never gonna grow, and you're gonna kinda sit into this bubble, and when you do end up going to compete against someone, you're gonna get blown out of the water, and then it'll be kinda like a wake up call. You'd rather not have a wake up call. So finding people that you can surround yourself with, or finding ways to attack your weaknesses and make sure that when you are finishing last, you kinda, you should look at it, like I said, kind of in the beginning, that, all right, I finished last. That's awesome. I found a weakness. And one thing, like, I listen to Gary Vee a lot, and he always talks about that, like, losing is awesome. And because you find a way that you have something to work on, and it'll never happen again. Or at least you'll get better at that one thing. So then when it comes back around, you have experience, and now you're going to know, okay, this is what I did last time. Let's try this and make this better. Let's try this and make it better. Maybe this day didn't work. This way didn't work. But you're going to eventually come to a point where you find that one way. It's going to stick with you, and you're going to be good at it again. So just working your way around that and, like, finding those ways to create adaptation is going to be great.
I like that a lot. Losing is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I don't try to lose, but, like, again,
put yourself in situations where you may.
Yeah, if you're in a spot where you're just comfortable and you're just kind of, like, doing what you got to do, or, again, in terms of fitness, because we're a gym, but, like, in terms of fitness, if you're in a spot where, like, the person next to you is just not, like, pushing you in any way, it's not like, yo, forget about this person, don't work out with them anymore, but, like, find a way that you can be pushed, whether that's upping the reps upping the weight or upping the skill of the movement. There's a lot of stuff, and fitness is very easy to manipulate this yourself, whereas, like, other things, like, if you're playing a sport, it's kind of hard to, like, know or have immediate feedback like that, because it's usually in a competition setting where, like, I don't know, if you're playing basketball by yourself, like, you can tell you're getting better, but, like, if you go against someone who's really good, then the whole game's going to change. Whereas opposed to, like, working out, you can always up the weight, like I said, up the reps, up the skill of the movement, up or lower the time, finishing it faster, or kind of just pushing the time a little bit and, like, suffering through it, and that'll create adaptation in one way or another. But just making sure that you find the ways, and, like, maybe reaching out to somebody to be like, yo, how do I push myself? How do I make myself better? How do I find these weaknesses? And that's probably one of the best ways you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Man, I mean, there's so much to gain out of not, like, it's finishing further down the pack. And there's so much growth that can take place. I don't want the easy way out. So I look forward to the challenge. Skinny Boy, when was the time that you finished last that you can think of, or maybe a little bit further down than you may have liked? Anything come to mind?
I mean, I guess
you're always finishing first.
No. Well, no. I mean, I don't know. I've, like, I guess, like, basketball was one thing when I was younger. There was just time, and, like, I was young, too young to understand, like, what actually failing meant. So, like, when I did fail, it was almost like, oh, well, I must just suck at this, you know? Like, if I was in that mindset now, it would have been absolutely completely different. Like, if I was where I was then. But, like, in terms of working out, I guess, I mean, you've beat me a number of times and shit that's, like, damn, I gotta work on this, especially toes bar. But, like, toes bar is just a coincidence because the programming's had a lot of it in there. But in terms of, like, finishing last, I mean, competing against Derek has been a lot. Like, I've finished last a lot of times or, like, lost by a bunch of either minutes or just, like, mere seconds I've been behind him. But I've also, obviously, beat him in some things. So, like, there's been that drive either way. I mean,
there's that thruster rower workout over at Evita you kicked my butt on.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it still happened.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that day.
And then on top, like, I guess in terms of, I want to say, I don't want to say business-wise, but, like, coaching, there's been some, like, fails, I guess, in terms of, like, reaching to people or, like, talking to people a certain way, and I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have said that, or, like, what, maybe they're going to think of this the wrong way, or finding better ways to cue, like, cueing someone, and it just doesn't make any sense to them, and it's like, what do I do from here, you know? Like, if someone's doing the squat, and it's dangerous, and then I'm just like, yo, knees out, and they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't have anything after that. So, but, like, pushing myself in that way and making sure that I'm always finding better ways to do things. And when people do come to me, it's just more efficient and effective.
It's about getting better.
Yeah. It's getting better.
Do you have a time that you can think of when you finished first and what that felt like and what it took to get there?
I don't know. I actually don't. I don't.
All right.
I don't know. I mean,
that's not a bad thing.
I haven't been in a
keeps you hungry.
I haven't been in a competition setting in a while, and like,
yeah.
So, I don't know.
So a couple things on my end.
Third grade egg drop. How about that?
Nice. Finishing first. So in 2010, I went to my first national powerlifting competition, and I won the junior division. Came in first, and I actually came in fourth in the open division. So that's anybody who competed against me in 198 pound weight class, and when I worked really hard to get there, don't get me wrong, I worked my freaking butt off, but there's something empty about it, where I was like, okay, who else is out there? Like, who's out squatting me? Who's out benching me? Who's out deadlifting me? Who is better than I am that didn't show up today? That was the only thing I could think of, and it was very empty for me. The next year, I found out. The next year, all these guys came out of the woodwork, I got my butt handed to me, I got knocked down from first to 12th, and that actually led me down the path of all of this and where we are today. It totally changed my outlook on strength and trying to switch things up. The thing that I was talking about the other day about doing five sets of five in the squat and how strong that makes you, but doesn't carry over to a one rep max. It makes you strong. Mm. That was one of the things I took away from that loss, because I was like, I feel strong in the squat, but it's not getting me to 500 pounds. At that time, like, and not like I was way off. I squatted 491 or something like that. But, like, I couldn't break that 500 barrier until I switched. And it was because I was handed my butt, I lost at that competition. I wanted to be first, second, or third, and I ended up 12th. So I was like, something's got to change here. So, like, coming first, I was like, okay, this is great. I got a trophy. But, like, there's something I'm missing here. And then the following year, losing, coming in not last, but further down, way further than I thought I was going to, was very sobering. And was like, okay, time to put the big boy pants on and let's go to work. Let's figure this thing out. So my next thought is, you know, on that note, what do we get out of finishing first?
I was just going to say, so like, I don't know a lot, like, any time I was in a competition setting or that I finished first, and I was just thinking about it, but like, knowing how I am now and like what I've learned over the past couple of years, like, if I was in a competition setting and I finished first, I'd most likely either be dissatisfied or like, all right, what the fuck? Because like, I'm not that good at some of the stuff that like fitness wise. So like, I'm training for the Spartan race, and like, if I win, there's probably something wrong because I've never run like this before, and I'm very bad at like bodyweight gymnastics. But
how cool of an experience is it gonna be? Because after you see all those guys out there handing you your freaking butt,
yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
And if I win, I'm gonna be like, yo, the hell, like,
scrubs.
But like, I don't. But yeah. So thinking about it, what was your question again?
No, just like, what is there to gain out of finishing first?
I mean, there's obviously you did something right. So like, whatever you're doing was something right. I mean, I would look at, if I ever finished first in something, I'd look at how much of first was it? Was it like seconds? Was it like minutes? Was it hours? You know, like what are you competing in? And then if it was like seconds, I'd be like, all right, well then like there's some stuff that I could probably clean up and make things a little bit better.
Yeah.
And if it was like hours, I'd be like, all right, well then like maybe I need to find a different way to like compete or like push myself a little bit more and like find some better people to compete against, depending what I was doing, obviously. And then, I don't know, I guess I'd be, I mean, there's a lot to gain out of being first, but it also leads to like people being, oh, I finished first, so like, I'm at the top.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of cool things. I mean, like, we talked about this earlier, acknowledgement, being acknowledged, like, there are people like, oh, wow, I can't believe that, that's so awesome. Usually it comes with some sort of accolade or trophy or something like that. Then there's that personal fulfillment of like, wow, the hard work that I put in paid off. But then comes the circle, it comes back around, and it's like, okay, what's the next challenge? And so that's the way I see it is, you know, you finish last first. Like, when we start whatever it is that we're doing, if we go in and we're finishing first, we're probably either, we stepped into the wrong crew, or we're cheating. And, you know, the thing is, it comes back around. So as we start to lose, we grow, we figure it out, we get better, we develop proficiency, we start to use that proficiency to really start to thrive, and then we seek out the next challenge after we end up attaining that first place position or somewhere that like we're comfortable now in that realm.
Yeah. If you're not first, you're last.
Ricky Bobby.
Words of Ricky Bobby.
Go and get it.
Yeah. All right. We will see you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys have any questions or thoughts on some of the topics that we discussed, please reach out. Check out the first MFOD on Instagram TV for Thrive Fitness and Wellness. And let us know what you think, all right? See you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.